Time now for your letters. Last week, I talked to Rick Beyer about his new book, The Greatest Music Stories Never Told. One of those stories was about Hail to the Chief.
That song was from a musical in the early 1800s, an English musical of Walter Scott's Lady of the Lake. The chief is actually a Scottish chieftain. Roderick Dhu, I think, is his name.
One of our listeners, Jean Kennett of Duxbury, Massachusetts, was already familiar with Mr. Dhu. She writes, "My younger sister and I remember our Scottish grandmother calling my sister Roderick Dhu when she was being stubborn to the point of a hissy fit. It was a real treat to learn that Hail to the Chief refers to that character." Last week, I spoke with reporter Christine Pelisek of the Daily Beast about Catherine Gregg, who spent 16 years on the run with Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger. There was an error in that interview. Pelisek said Gregg is a graduate of Northwestern University in Illinois. In fact, Gregg attended Northeastern University in Boston. While we received several letters upbraiding us for that mistake, many others said we were boobs for allowing something else to get on the air. C.J. Stern of New York City writes, "I just heard the story about mobster girlfriend Catherine Gregg. She referred to Mrs. Gregg's boob jobs. They are called breasts. What kind of adolescent reporter is Ms. Pelisek?" Several others pointed out that our own software should have given us a clue about whether the description was in bad taste. "With respect to my email, this has to be seen to be believed," writes William Rice of Tupelo, Mississippi. "When I tried to send it with the full spelling of the slang word used by your reporter referring to the breast, your email filter would not accept it due to inappropriate language. Case closed." Many listeners enjoyed Susan Stamberg's reunion 2 weeks ago with Steph Scajari. He played live piano on Weekend Edition Sunday when it started in 1987 with Susan hosting. Lisa Wilson of Huntington Beach, California writes, "I confess that while listening to Weekend Edition at home, I tune in and out as I also browse the newspaper headlines and make my breakfast. This morning, Steph Scajari's rendition of Stephen Foster's Hard Times Come Again No More made me stop what I was doing and just listen. What a beautiful moment."
Whoa, hard times come again no more.
We want to hear from you. Go to npr.org and click on the link that says Contact Us. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.